Hello and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling 3 of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny Sincotta. I am your tour guide to the cosmos. I also happen to be the assistant editor at Relix Magazine, and I am joined once again by bassist extraordinaire. You know her from Marco Benevento's band. You know her from her own namesake band, soon to be headlining the Brooklyn Bowl, Carina Reichman.
Oh, what an intro, Miss Kenny Sincotta. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's been a minute. We haven't spent time together in forever, Carina. I'm on my best behavior.
We just need to catch up. Endlessly, Raph. There's so much going on. I've missed you dearly.
I've missed you too, Carina.
Mr. Frasco really did a beautiful job filling in, I must admit. I listened. Andy sounded great, but I got my hot seat back next to my girl Raph. So, you know, don't get any funny ideas like you could come and usurp me like that. Always. Because, yeah. I mean, well, we could talk, but not really. I'm back. I'm back, baby. Nice to see you, Raph.
There's absolutely no one I would rather have sitting next to me. Although Andy did a fantastic job, and he twisted it around on me. He started interviewing me, which was a weird happenstance. But I rolled with it, and I think it was a great episode. And we got a lot of nice things about it. Down at Lock-In, we recorded that. A lot of people came up to me and said, "You're Raph from 3 from the 7, asking about you, Carina."
No way.
There are people on the other side of this podcast. It's not just the two of us sitting in a room together.
Isn't that incredible? We'd like to say hello to you all on the other side. So hello, and thank you for listening to the two of us just wax poetic on all things jam. Yam. I'd like to let you know that it was Rafaela Kenny Sincotta, if we're being precise
formal
about it.
If you want to use my government name, I guess.
It was her birthday very recently.
You.
And we'd like to give a big shout out. You know, you make aging look great, Raf. It's really amazing. We're the same age. But now you're just slightly older than me until I turn your age in November. So
does this mean I can give you advice now?
Well, I think you're like the cougar in this relationship now.
Oh, boy.
If that's a weird...
I'm the Demi Moore to your Ashton Kutcher.
Yes!
Which kind of works.
I've never wanted anything more in this life.
You've got Ashton vibes. That's
thank
cool.
Thank you. Huh? I like it. All right. Thanks, Demi. Is it Demi or Demi?
I don't know.
Well, you look great. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy to be back. Happy post Labor Day, everybody.
Happy post Labor Day. Happy post lock-in. Happy post festival season in a lot of ways. We are entering the fall, so you got some things like Halloween and Sewanee Roots Revival, but I think festival season is kind of over.
Yeah. There we are. It was a good run while we were
out. It was. Lock-in was fantastic. As I said, we missed you dearly, but I got to Derek and the Dominoes on my birthday. Trey and Derek jamming it out. Couldn't have asked for more.
That's pretty excellent. I gotta say. And I was sad to miss it, but I did play actually a lovely festival in some place called Sherman, New York, which is west of Buffalo. Played something called the Nightlights Fest. And I gotta say, Raph, it was pretty awesome. I expected it to be like a wildly like shiesty wook fest, which I'm not saying it wasn't, but it was at least rather dialed in, I must say. So hats off to all you shiesty wooks who put that one together, because we had a really wonderful time.
Just before you turned the mics on, you said it was one of the best gigs in recent memory.
It really was. You know, I played with Sir Marco Benevento from about midnight to 2:20 a.m. And these people, Raph, oh, you were so good to go. If any of you were there and you're listening, I'm just, you know, that energy that you gave us in the witching hours of the morning / evening, that was a special thing. So thank you for giving it back to us in droves.
Is that an ideal situation? Like, if you could play any show with, like, your band or Marco, do you want it to be, like, a late-night rager like that? Or do you want to play, like, a nice prime time 8 p.m.?
I want just the energy from the people. So whatever it takes for them to get there, no judgment at all.
No matter what the hour?
I want to feel you. Oh, my God. And let me tell you, I felt you that night, folks. I really did. All bullshit aside, it was a really, really good one. Yeah, if you could bring it like that at 8 p.m., all the better. If you could bring it like that at midnight, all the better. Jazz Fest, let's not even go there in terms of the hours that I have been performing.
Have you played literally every hour around the clock, do you think?
I've played until 6 a.m., but not after that. Like, I haven't played like 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. or 9. Actually, you know what? I've done like some weird...
You've done the Carina Funk review like in the early mornings.
Yeah,
of the
but that's like at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I've played on the Today Show with a beautiful pop star named Julia Michaels, and that taped at about 5 a.m. Or maybe actually... you know what? Maybe I was sound checking at 5 and it actually taped at like 7. I've done some weird shit, Raph. It's been a weird... It's been a weird go of this whole music thing, but
yeah.
Good question. I should map this out. I bet you I haven't played every hour on the hour. Maybe.
Cool. Some crazed fan should make a supercut of every hour.
Somebody.
A 24-hour loop.
Do I have a super fan? No.
Is there a super fan in the house?
I don't think so, but God willing, one day. So yeah, that was a great festival. I just played something called the Adirondack Independence Music Festival on Saturday with Marco as well, and that was also awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about well-attended, well-run. You know, G-Love played right before us. Was super stoked on that. Twiddle headlined right after us. That was fun. I mean, you know, we had a great time. What can you say? It was a good one. And that kind of does mark the end of festival season, at least for us. And, you know, looking forward to see what's ahead. Which, yeah. As you mentioned, allow me to take the time to tell you that my band, which is also my name, Karina Reichman, I will be headlining the Brooklyn Bowl on Wednesday, September 18th, which is kind of right around the bend, Raph. Not going to lie to you. It's coming up. Got a lot of work to do, but we are going to have a fun time. And would love it if you kind folks out there wanted to join me in the jubilation of what will be that night. And you can get tickets, you know, brooklynbowl.com. You know how it goes. You know how to find tickets. You just Google some shit. And then it's great. That's what I got to plug.
Yeah, I will be there, no doubt.
Raph will be there.
Heckling you from the front row. This has already been established.
It's already ready. Yeah, we're good to go.
Can I hold up a sign that says Fluffhead just to troll you so bad?
Sure, no problem. I'll just cut to the middle part.
Yeah, you just do a tease for me?
Tipsy, fuddled, like, yeah. Boozy, groggy, and then I'm out. No problem.
Fish, bro, yeah.
Yo, Korea, play some fish. Yo, play some fish. Not what? Yo, play some fish. What? Huh? Anyway, good times. That's what I got to plug, Raph. What do you got to plug?
You know, as always, subscribe to Relics. Relics.com/subscribe. Vita Blue. Vita Blue. Fuck. Did I mess it up again?
No, you nailed it.
Vita Blue.
Killed it.
Is our new cover star. So very, very exciting. If you go to Relics.com/Vita Blue, you subscribe to Relics, you get that issue as your first. So that's the big news coming out of Relics world.
Love that.
Of course, subscribe to the Daily 7, which is where all of this wonderful news we are about to dive into comes from, the Relics Daily 7. So we're going to jump right into our first news story of the day, which sadly, I feel like we've been doing way too many of these. We talked a lot about Locken earlier. Mr. Neil Casal, who a lot of people know from his work with Chris Robinson Band, his work with Circles Around the Sun, his work with Hardworking Americans in a past life as a part of the Cardinals, tragically passed away at the age of 50 right after Locken. It's a sad state of affairs. But I think the way me and Karina want to do it is kind of focus on the tributes that have come out of it. And I think all of the love that his former friends and colleagues are able to share with him through music, which is what Neil knew best. Karina, did you know Neil personally? I know a lot of your comrades were his comrades.
That's definitely true, Raph. I had met Neil and hung on, you know, just a few occasions, but by no stretch were we, you know, BFFs or anything like that. Having said that, the few times that I got to hang out with him, like, you could really, you know, he's just an extremely kind and gentle soul. And, you know, this news has really kind of fucked me up in a lot of ways, as it has everybody. I feel like just too young, too talented, too sweet. You know, and suicide, as we know, it's just it's the hardest thing to get over. I feel like it just is. It's almost unfathomable if you're on the other side of it, looking and just being like, how could I have helped? What could I have said? How did you feel that horrible that you wanted to take your own life? So I don't know. This has been a really sad one for sure. And I think you're right. We got to kind of focus on the positive, you know, at Red Rocks, J-Rad played Broke Down Palace, and allegedly, you know, Russo was crying on stage, and he and Tommy had like a really emotional embrace at the end of the whole thing. And that's a beautiful tribute. Marco said that it was just silent there, mm-hmm. you know, and how many
you'd hear a pin drop, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, whatever it is, 10,000, 11,000 people there, just silent. And of course, that's beautiful. That's incredible. And that's a good one. And Dave Schools, during Widespread Panic's Flatfoot Floozy rap on Saturday night in Pensacola, he spoke about the importance of finding light in darkness and checking in on friends and whatnot, which I couldn't agree more. And, you know, it's this between this and Jeff Austin kind of so recently, And, you know, I don't know. It's a really sad thing, Rav. And I hope, you know, people reach out to friends, you know, seek out help, therapy, whatever you got to do to get yourself right. And just don't let that darkness kind of overcome you if at all possible. You know, we can't keep losing people this way. It just feels so wrong. Like, life is to be cherished, you know, and it's a gift that we're all here to begin with. And to want, you know, to be feeling so low, to want to do something like that is just, it's hard to wrap one's mind around.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I think the most heartwarming, if there could be a heartwarming thing about all of this, is the fact that it was only positive things people had to say about Neil. The amount of tributes, I know Jay Blakesberg praised him for his talent in photography. Chris Robinson, his former bandmate, had incredibly nice things to say about Neil. If you're hurting, if someone else in your life is hurting, there's a suicide prevention hotline. Don't let your friends fade away. 1-800-273-8255. Neil, we're thinking about you. We've been spinning circles around the sun and Chris Robinson Brotherhood constantly throughout the office. So much love, everybody. Hug your friends.
Seriously. Absolutely. R.I.P. Neil. It's still so shocking to me. And it happened about a week ago, but it's literally insane.
Yeah, and to see him perform at Lock-In, he was really at the top of his game. And at the very least, Neil was able to share his music with someone, with people who really loved and cherished it one last time.
Absolutely.
But as we move on, and we must move on, there are many changing tides of all shapes and sizes throughout the jam world, one of which being that Umphrey's McGee lighting designer Jefferson Waffle has announced his early retirement. He announced, I think, a couple of weeks ago, if not a couple of months ago, that he was going to ride out the year with the band. But now it looks like ongoing back problems have caused him to just call it quits after their August 18th show in Wilmington. But the interesting thing, which I told you, Karina, is that Jefferson Waffle used to have my job at Relics. He's a former editor of jambands.com and relics.com.
Hey.
So who knows? I could be the next lighting designer from Frizz McGee.
I think you might want to audition, you know? I don't know.
I know absolutely nothing about lights.
I think you might need to bone up on your lighting chops and give that a whirl.
I know switches go on and off.
That's, I think, all you need. Blinky flashy.
Blinky flashy.
Red, green, blue, yellow.
Oh, Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv. That's good. That's, I just lights. Learned that.
Just learned it?
Yeah, I know. Somebody said, I was like, wait, what the hell are you talking about? Anyway, love it. Love it.
Can you name Roy G. Biv right now?
Red, orange, green.
Nope.
Fuck. Yellow. Ah, I'm over it. I'm so done. I'm not an LD. I just love colors, baby. Yeah. I love colors.
Who does lights for your band?
Mr.
Marco's
Jeff
band?
Volkhausen, the greatest human to ever walk this earth, the funniest man alive, the guy who keeps me on the straight and narrow. He has a catchphrase for everything. He keeps morale at an all-time high. He is the vibe patrol. My whole duty in this lifetime is to make sure that Mr. Jeff Volkhausen is okay, and all he wants is one normal day. All he says is, can I get some normalcy in my life? Oh, my God. He's the funniest man ever. Shout out to Jeff Volkhausen. I love you, pal. You are my boy.
And I'm sure finding normalcy in the insanity of you and Marco's world is impossible.
It doesn't exist. Yeah, there's no normalcy. That's why it's so funny. Jeff, as much as this would be a great gig for you, I beg of you, don't try out for Umphrey's McGee, because we need you in our pocket, bro. We need you. He does lights for my band, too.
Word.
Whenever, you know, such events call for me to hire him.
He's getting all hyped up for the Brooklyn Bowl show.
He is. He will be lighting me up at the Brooklyn Bowl on 9/18, and then we will be doing 3 months of Marco tour after that, and he'll be along for the ride.
So with like LDs, like, this is also me just being asking questions about Karina's rock star lifestyle. An LD usually in the jam scene, right? They call the shots in terms of lighting cues, right? You can't be like, all right, when me and Marco play at the show, I want like a single spotlight on me. That's a faux pas.
I mean, you could definitely say that, but it would just be weird. And also, yeah, Jeff has the greatest...
You're telling someone how to do their job, and that's
he has
cool.
The greatest instincts in the biz, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the way I or Marco or whoever has musical instincts and inclinations, Jeff has visual instincts and inclinations. So like, when it sounds like this, it looks like that, if you know what I mean.
Smelling colors, seeing
you
sounds.
Know what I'm seeing. Yeah, it's exactly like that. And he's got a beautiful eye for this world. Jeff, I love you, pal. Let me tell you again. He's the greatest human. If you honestly, he should be a guest on this show, because you'd piss your pants because he's so fucking funny.
Oh, dude, bring him on.
Oh, Jeff. I mean, he'd just be like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. Yo, actually, he teaches me so much slang, and I'm kind of the queen of slang.
Yeah.
And he dropped on me the other night after this festival. He was like, yo, K-Rock. It's like 3 a.m. He's like, what you got on the set, yo? And I was like, what? Yeah. He's like, yo, that's 90s hip hop for like, what's up? I'm like, oh, sick, dude. Thanks. So what you got on the set, Jeff? back to Waffle for a second. Waffle, you my boy. And you know what? If your back hurts and you don't want to do this anymore, all the power to you.
I think peace and love.
We can all have many lives in this life. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
He says he's excited to be a music fan again, which I kind of get because, like, I mean, at least in my little facet that I work in the music industry, I understand that where sometimes I see people losing themselves at the show and I got to write about the show and I'm like, I miss.
Sure.
Do you ever miss being in the crowd as opposed to on stage? I guess you go to the crowd.
I'm
You're
in
a fan
the crowd
sometimes.
Quite a bit. Yeah. But generally speaking, no.
I like being on stage. I like being a working musician. It's pretty lit.
I mean, like, you know, yeah. But enough about me. I will chase the dopamine rush that is being on stage till I die, I think. but I mean, I love seeing music too. As you know, I go and see quite a bit of it on the other side of things. I have a theory that Mr. Jeff Waffle is just, gearing up for the imminent Uncle Sammy reunion.
Yeah, that's true.
And, he's going to surprise us all with that once that comes to fruition. So good on you, Uncle
Sammy.
Yeah,
that would make sense. Maybe it's just a way to get that 90s jam band that
it's
used to
coming
manage
together.
Back together.
And he might, maybe he'll do some rounds with Yoke or just going in on early, the Sea Pods or... wow.
God Street Wine.
Yeah. Well, Jeff actually lights up God Street Wine. My Jeff, Jeff Volkow.
Oh, there you go.
That's like his bread and butter. Shout out to God Street Wine.
I love God Street
Wine. Imogene won't speak to me. Sorry. Well, God bless you, Jefferson. That's kind of the moral of the story,
yeah.
Okay?
If people want to retire, go for it.
Do
happy
whatever
retirement.
You want, man. Do
Humphreys better
want.
Give that guy a gold watch.
Yeah, no kidding. A Rolex with the little, like a lightning bolt for the minute hand.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They have those.
Do they?
If anybody out there is listening and would like to purchase me one of those, I will send you my address. Just DM me. No problem. I like that bark finish, the gold bark finish. Mm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Sometimes I look at Rolexes online. I want a gold one with like it's called like a rosé face. It's like a pink face. It's so lit. Like
Raph and I are accepting donations of Rolexes for us. I think it would be a good look.
They could sponsor the podcast. They sponsor like pro tennis players and us.
I think that's a good call. Have you seen my serve recently?
Oh, yeah. You play more tennis now.
I play some tennis. I'm not good.
I mean, who's good?
I'm Rolex good, though. Know what I'm saying? Or am I not? Oh, shit. You know what? I'm probably Breitling good. Hey, Breitling, what's going on?
Like a Casio calculator watch.
Right. Oh, shit. Oh, moving on. I feel dejected.
Karina, hit us with our final story of the week.
I'm a great tennis player.
You are. I'm sure you're way better than
let
I.
Let me tell you. The Dave Matthews and Warren Haynes bromance continues at the Gorge. And I'm a big fan of this bromance.
It's a great one.
It's kind of great, right? Mule Open for DMB on Saturday and Sunday at the beautiful Gorge Amphitheater. And, no surprise here, but it's always fun, that Warren kind of emerged from the wings and sat in on Cortez the Killer with Dave.
Good stuff.
Which never gets old to me. Does it get old to you?
It doesn't. It's a standby. I'll take it. I think Warren and Dave together is just like such an interesting match. They've been jamming together since like 93. Warren and Dave have been jamming together since before we were born, which is insane.
Yeah, way to make all of our listeners feel old as fuck.
I know, right?
But you are absolutely right.
We're not that old.
We're not that old. On Sunday, during Mule's opening set, Jeff Coffin on Devil Likes It Slow and DMB trumpet player Mr. Rashawn Ross on Dreams and Songs. And Dave Matthews, without the guitar, he came in frontman that shit, mm-hmm. gripping the microphone, closed the set with vocals on Forsaken Savior. These are fun times.
Fun times.
I like all this.
Seeing Government Mule open for Dave at the Gorge, I think, is just such an awesome billing and pairing. Like, I remember when they announced that Lettuce opened the Friday show, and then Saturday, Sunday was Government Mule. And, of course, the minute they announced that, I think everybody was like, all right, we're going to get some serious Warren Dave action.
Which is really fun. I mean, that's just a good weekend spent at the Gorge. What else do you want, Yeah.
And then during Dave Matthews Band's final set on Sunday, Haynes came out and jammed on Number 41, another Dave classic. And then It's a fantastic way to kind of segue into one last little end of summer run that we couldn't dedicate a whole story to, but we got to mention it because it's the Fish Boys. Fish played their Dicks Run this weekend. They mentioned the plague on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on songs like Free, 46 Days, and Stray Dog. As we had mentioned in a prior episode, there was a bit of a scare that the full-blown Black Plague was breaking out in Colorado, but I think everybody made it out with all of their fingers and toes relatively unscathed.
God willing. There was also Down with the Fleas as opposed to Down with Disease, warrants a mention because that's pretty hilarious. And it sounds like everybody got out of there unscathed. And there were a couple of good times in terms of new cool shit going on. The Sunday was the debut of the Ghost of the Forest Sightless Escape. And Saturday was the sixth ever version of Access Me, not seen since July 1st, 2012 at Alpine, which was 275 shows ago, right?
Yeah, that's one for the setlist nerds, for sure.
And neither of us were there, unfortunately. No. But let me tell you, it sounded like a great time. I had a lot of pals there who said they were, boogieing with the plague, fleas, and everything was groovy.
Yeah, the lot merch was pretty solid. A lot of jokes about the plague. Just laughable if you survive.
And we salute Fish Dicks always.
Absolutely.
It's a good end of summer.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
So between Lockin, Fish Dicks, Dave at the Gorge, Adirondack Music Festival, all these things in the last week or so, it looks like we're putting a bow on summer 2019. It's kind of hot in New York City today, but I guess the summer is kind of over because Labor Day has come to a close. Karina, any highlights for summer 2019?
Oh, dude, so many, but I'm also I'm so bad. I'm so unreflective.
We'll say personal highlights.
I'm always looking towards the next thing and not reflecting on the last thing, unfortunately.
Like your September 18th gig at
the
Brooklyn Bowl?
Yes! my band opening for Krungbin at the Capitol Theater was a highlight for me.
That was Liddy City.
The Levitate Festival was so fun for us. I couldn't believe I got to play on the stage at Bethel Woods Amphitheater as well, where, as an 11th grader, I traveled to and fro to see Fish every night. Those are highlights for me, Raph, I say. But there were so many great times, great shows. It was about a gig a week for me for quite some time. What was your highlight? Do you have some?
I think the best way to look at my summer, I think, was it was bookended by festivals, starting with Bonnaroo, ending with Lockin. Lockin has to be my biggest highlight, I think, just because it was, as we mentioned earlier, it was my birthday. Trey and Derek Trucks coming out swinging on all the tunes, seeing Neil Casal's final go-round with Circles Around the Sun, a very late night in Garcia's Forest, ended up being, in hindsight, a very emotional set. I really can't complain. I think we're in a jam renaissance, Karina.
It's a beautiful thing.
If this is the Sistine Chapel, that painting is almost finished.
We're so close. Just got to keep painting that ceiling.
And it's me and you laying down and just getting paint all over my eyes.
Oh, I love it.
This doesn't make sense.
Oh, Demi Moore.
Oh, Ashton.
Oh, God bless you. This has been wonderful. I think we might have a weekly shout out. Am
we
I
do.
Right?
Let's see who we have this week.
What's up, y'all? This is Greg from Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, and you're listening to 3 from the 7. We hope to see you on our 2-night run in D.C. this December 6th and 7th, including our debut at the Anthem, as well as on New Year's Eve at our first arena show in Asheville, North Carolina at exploreasheville.com arena. See you there.
Well, there you have it. The homeboy Greg from Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
Thanks, Greg. Good times.
You shared a stage with him no more than a few days ago.
Something like that. Yeah, they played
they
the day after
Adirondack,
us. Yeah, they played the next night, but, I was there the night before, man.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
Totally. Thanks, Pigeons.
Yeah, they're playing a big old arena for New Year's Eve, so.
Crushing it. Talk about a jam renaissance.
Right?
You fellas are crushing the game. Y'all are worth so many tickets. It is crazy.
Seriously, man.
And I like it. I like it.
I love it too. Talk about another great set at Lockin. Pigeons really slayed it. That was my, that was like a 6 p.m. where I just finished a shift at the booth. I had done my interview with Frasco the day before. The weekend was just opening up for fun times. And I was like, all right, time to put some glitter on my face and dance to Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
Wow. Bless your glittered face. I love it. This is good.
Yeah. Shout out to editor-in-chief Mike Greenhouse, who saw me from across the crowd getting down to Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. And he shook his head.
He was like, oh my God.
He's like, I trust you with all this responsibility.
Yeah. You're a weekend wook.
I am. I'm a part-time wook. What can I say?
This is a beautiful thing.
It is.
Oh my God, Raph, I don't want to leave, but I think this is time where we say goodbye.
Yeah, we've reached the end of our road. Don't forget to sign up for the Relics Daily 7 at relics.com/daily and subscribe to Relics Magazine, for God's sake. Relics.com/subscribe if you want that awesome Vita Blue cover.
Page EDM. Page EDM.
Synth heavy Paige McConnell. Russell Batiste on the drums.
Fresh. So
Adam Zimmern, new member, on the guitar.
New member.
And don't forget about that Oteil Burbridge, baby.
Yo.
Laying down the low end.
You guys do great work. You do great work.
Thank you.
Vita Blue does great work.
Formal handshake here.
Here we go. For those who can't see this.
It's not a visual medium, but Karina and I are shaking hands like diplomats.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Always a pleasure, Karina.
Likewise. This has been amazing.
I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Karina, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Let's do this again. Same time, same place.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Everybody have a good week.